Welcome back to Any Little Thing. Mitch Bryant and Karen, his wife, are at a crossroad. He cannot sleep and finally has to make a critical decision in his life. In our last episode...
No, I don't want you doing
that. We need to do something.
Karen, give me a call.
I will.
No, you won't.
This is my sister.
And this is my wife.
Mitch!
I gotta go. Look, you take care of her.
Don't I always?
Mitch.
My phone. It's Levinson. Afternoon.
How are you all doing?
We're doing all right.
We're hanging in there like everybody else.
How's your wife?
Fine.
She's a teacher, right?
A preschool. Yeah. She got laid off.
So sorry to hear that. We had a school renovation contract that got canceled altogether.
No. Elm Street Project? Well, I'm still here to work if we're still going.
We are very limited capacity.
How? How limited?
The general contractor and VP left. It is possible to keep some of it going.
Well, that's something.
Bryant, I'm going to have to lay off the guys below you.
How many?
All of them. But I want to keep you.
I'll have to do the loading and moving alone.
No. I don't need anybody hurt. Just do site check. Keep the on-site material from walking away.
I understand.
Look, I could have HR department notify the guys that they are being let go. I'd rather they get it from somebody who knows them.
You want me to do it?
Some of that funding is allowing me to keep you on. Now, if you don't think you can I'll...
Well, I cannot. I will. I understand.
Good. When we are up and running, you will be project director.
Thank you.
Give my regards to your wife.
I will.
What did she say?
I'll have to let the guys know they're all being let go.
Why you?
Well, she's keeping me on.
Does she offer any more money?
Not now. When things come back, I'm in line for VP. She's promoting me.
She's pushing it off on you.
You don't get it.
Oh, I do. You're working more, firing other people, and still making half.
Now, I'm happy to still have a job.
I'm calling my brother.
You do that! Karen. Karen! This is too much. Too much, too much.
Dad.
What is it, man? I told you to go upstairs.
I can get some money.
How are you going to get money?
I see those boys at the store bagging. I can do that. They get sometimes $3 or $4 a day.
Oh, man. Come here. Right here. I love you. You know that.
Yeah.
Your mother and I are going to work this out. You believe me?
Yeah.
That's my man. We're all having to take a decrease in our money for now.
Will I have to take one?
Yep. half salary.
So I'll get $2 a week instead of $4?
That's how it is.
Will that help?
That'll help.
I'll take it.
You my man.
Dad, Mom cries sometimes.
Annette in the front room?
Yes, playing with her stupid dolls.
I'll go see to your mother.
I want to go outside.
Wear your mask and stay close to the house. Keep your distance from...
Yes, I know what to do, Dad.
Wait. Just watch Nettie for a few minutes until I come back down.
Okay.
We can get food. I know we can.
It's not just the food. It's the car note, the rent. We're 3 months behind. Nettie's asthma medication. Don't you think about this stuff? It's everything.
They're not putting us out of the house. They can't. Don't worry about that.
Somebody has to worry. You won't. I called my brother.
You did what?
We can stay with Sheila and her
mother.
That's what
you like to do. Get your family involved. Prove I can't. We can't make it.
You and me? We're not good right now.
You're not leaving us.
I'm taking the kids with me.
You're not taking my kids anywhere. You're out of your mind.
No, you are.
I'm hungry.
Tell your brother to make you a sandwich.
He went to work.
MJ.
I told you he went to work. Everybody
MJ.
In this house has to work. Bring in some money.
What?
MJ!
He outside? Mitch, you see him?
I don't see him. And his bike is still here. MJ!
Look down the street!
I don't see him.
Him. He's probably at the park.
I'll find him.
Call me when you get him.
Okay. When I find him, is he going to get a talking to? I don't see him. Where the hell? MJ! I don't know why he sent me to you. He said he was referring me to a nurse.
Your primary?
Yeah.
I am a nurse.
Robin?
That's me.
I went to him so he could give me something for a sleep. Can you give me a script for something?
I'd like to ask you a few questions, if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
Why do you think you need something for sleep?
I can't. I keep waking up.
I understand. Are you taking any drugs?
No.
Over the counter?
Yeah, they don't work.
Drinking?
Some. It seemed to help at first.
In the long run, it breaks up your sleep. Interferes with your sleep cycle.
Didn't know that.
What happened?
Look, my kid ran off. I searched for him for 2 hours. My wife called all his friends, the relatives. What good is it talking about it to you? I should go try to talk to her again. Maybe we can talk
before later. You go. Tell me, how did you feel while this was happening?
I was scared shitless.
He's only 10. Tiny little guy. He's my heart, man. Nobody had seen him. I kept calling home and he hadn't shown up. I got a call from my wife, Karen. Her brother had found him downtown at the supermarket trying to bag groceries.
That had to relieve you.
My brother-in-law is a cop. When MJ told them his uncle was a police officer, they called him. He brought him home.
Your brother-in-law brought him home.
Karen packed up and left with her brother. That bastard. I never could stand him. Now I sit here like my father. I swore I wouldn't let that happen to my family.
You blame yourself. You showed a lot of courage in coming here.
That what you call it? I don't sleep. I'm not eating good. I've lost weight. I can't concentrate good. I work construction. I have to be alert, man. I need to sleep.
You mentioned your father. Tell me about him.
I don't feel like talking about him.
All right. But I think that if you talk about how you're feeling and what's going on with you right now, you may sleep better.
Is that the medicine you're going to give me?
We'll work on this together. I'm here. Give it a try.
Give it a try. Okay.
For many of us, it may be difficult to trust a new experience like counseling, but it can be done. And if one support group or practitioner doesn't fit your needs, then there's another. Think about it and talk about it. Please go to www.push2open.com. That's www.push2open.com and click on the resource page for support groups, counselors, and wellness professionals. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.